Police searched Gacy's home and found the decomposed remains of three bodies in a dirt crawl space under the house.
Tomorrow marks 30 years since Johnny Gosch disappeared on his paper route.
I just killed my mom and my sister.
The city is preoccupied with the killer who in one note signed himself the Son of Sam.
The East Area Rapist, just when you thought the story couldn't get any worse.
Wrists and ankles chained, gagged, probably blindfolded.
We have an individual who apparently has the uncontrollable desire to kill.
It's Murder Monday on the Joe and Alex Show. Listener discretion is advised.
The reason that we do Murder Monday is to bring attention to Crime Stoppers. They let you anonymously give tips on any unsolved crime that might be in your area. Here's their number. Write this down so you can call them anytime. 1-800-222-TIPS. That's 1-800-222-TIPS. Alex, what story are you doing today?
The Greyhound Bus Killer, also known as Vincent Lee. It's July 30th, 2008. A 22-year-old Canadian man named Tim McLean decides to take a Greyhound bus traveling the Trans-Canada Highway. Usually bus trips take forever and they're really boring, but soon the passengers on this bus would learn the hard way that this one would be anything but boring. Tim McLean is a carnival worker traveling to see his family in Winnipeg. He had just gotten done working at a fair in Alberta and was looking forward to a nap before visiting his loved ones. Tim decides to sit in one of the last seats in the back of the bus. He figures that this way he'll be away from passengers moving around and talking. He didn't think about the fact that he'd be sitting so close to the bathroom, though, so his nap keeps getting interrupted by people walking past him up and down the aisles.
That smell, too. Ugh.
Tim decides to put his earbuds in and listen to music, and just when he's close to falling asleep, he's startled by someone sitting down next to him. It's a tall Chinese-Canadian man who's in his 40s. His name is Vincent Lee, and he's wearing dark sunglasses. Tim recognizes him as someone who was originally sitting at the front of the bus, but he guesses that he must have changed his mind and came back to sit next to him. Tim looks at Vincent for a second and then goes back to resting his head against the rattling window pane. The rhythm of the moving Greyhound bus rocks Tim fast asleep. Vincent Lee, the man sitting next to Tim, was born in China in the 60s and moved to Canada to become a citizen. He got his degree in computer science in China, but because he didn't speak very much English, he was working a lot of small jobs here and there. He'd worked as a Walmart greeter, newspaper deliverer, and a forklift operator. He had been working multiple small jobs to support his wife, Anna, but he was laid off from Walmart after getting into a disagreement with his coworkers. And so Vincent tells his wife he needs to board the Greyhound bus to take him to a job interview. But he leaves a day earlier than the trip is scheduled. And people see Vincent on the bus bench the night before, not sleeping. He's sitting upright, staring for hours and not blinking. Even as people walk past him, he doesn't seem to see them. The next day, the bus comes and Vincent gets on before eventually sitting next to 22-year-old Tim McLean. And just when Tim falls asleep, Vincent pulls out a long knife from his pocket and he stabs Tim in the neck. Blood splatters everywhere inside the bus. Vincent takes his knife and stabs Tim again, deep in his chest. People on the bus have now noticed and they start standing up, screaming in a total panic. Vincent stabs Tim again and again. The bus is lurching to the side of the road as the driver pulls over in a panic. The driver kills the engine as people are now scrambling to get off the bus. As one man runs off the bus to safety, he notices that his wife isn't beside him. She's sitting frozen in her seat. She is so terrified that she is paralyzed. The brave husband decides he's going to go back onto the bus to save his wife.
Oh, no, I wouldn't do that. I love my wife, Lindsay. I'm like, good luck! Run!
Vincent is still going to town on Tim, ripping his body apart. The man grabs his wife's arm, startling her out of paralysis. The couple takes one last look towards the horror going on the back of the bus and run off. The passengers line up on the side of the road next to the parked Greyhound, absolutely horrified. After talking amongst themselves, the driver and two others decide to do something. They approach the doors of the bus. Will they be able to overtake the knife-wielding madman and survive? Find out after this song. It's Murder Monday on the Joe and Alex Show. So Vincent Lee has just brutally attacked a young man named Tim McLean sitting next to him on a Greyhound bus in Canada. He's been stabbing him repeatedly, and while doing so, the rest of the passengers are able to get off the bus that had pulled over on the side of the highway. They're standing there when the driver and two passengers decide that they're going to do something. The three of them approach the bus, but Vincent sees them coming and runs towards the door. He sticks his long, bloody knife through the crack and jabs it towards the three men. They run away, leaving a probably dead Tim McLean in the bus with Vincent. Vincent begins cutting through Tim's neck and holds up his severed head for all the passengers to see in the window. The passengers watch in horror, screaming and crying. They start to call the police. Vincent is running around the bus, making trips back and forth to Tim's body, and starts cutting off pieces of him and putting them in his mouth to eat.
Okay, that's enough.
Yep, this is a cannibal situation. The passengers look for anything they can find to prevent Vincent from getting off the bus. They jam a crowbar in the door as Vincent stabs through the crack again. Vincent even tries to drive the bus away, but the driver had pushed an emergency stop button and was the only one who knew how to turn it off. Vincent keeps going back to Tim and eating more and more and more of his body. He takes his severed head and shakes it in the blood-covered windows to scare the passengers. Some of them watching start throwing up. Finally, ambulances and police arrive just as dark comes, and even a tactical unit waits in the night to take down Vincent. As the passengers are loaded into the ambulances and police cars, Vincent yells, "I have to stay on the bus forever!" The siege continues for hours. Around 1:30 in the morning, Vincent tries smashing a window on the bus to escape, and the police burst through the bus door armed with tasers. Just before Vincent can shatter the glass, thousands of bolts are sent through his body. Vincent falls down in the aisle, and police lock him in handcuffs and drag him off the bus. The parts of Tim's body that Vincent hadn't eaten are placed into bags. As police pat Vincent down, they find Tim's ears, nose, and tongue in Vincent's pockets.
You can give even just me a little warning before we do this, because this is disgusting.
I told you, this is one of the most gruesome ones that we've done. Police couldn't find Tim's eyes or a chunk of his heart, which they think Vincent might have also eaten. The media is shocked. And the next day, around 10 a.m., Greyhound bus people take the passengers to a local store to get clothes, since their suitcases were left on the bus. It would be almost a year before Vincent's trial would even start, because it took investigators a very long time to figure out what would cause such a mild-mannered guy to do this. The court ends up deciding that Vincent is insane because he said he was hearing voices that God was telling him to kill Tim and eat him. And the court decides to send Vincent to an insane asylum. Tim McLean's family sued Greyhound for $150,000. A couple of the passengers sued Greyhound, and in 2014, one of the responding officers on the scene committed suicide.
Just having to see all that probably, right?
Right. Just 2 years ago, Vincent Lee was released back into society.
Excuse me?
With no supervision.
What?
He has been diagnosed with schizophrenia and has changed his name to a name that no one knows. So the next time you find yourself on a bus or using any public transportation, I hope you buckle up, because you never know who's going to be enjoying the ride with you.
What if he's like an Uber or Lyft driver
That's
now?
That's what I was thinking!
I'm not wearing a seatbelt ever again!
Can you believe it? This is one of my favorite stories because it is so insane. And the fact that he just is casually living amongst us.
He could be listening right now.
He could be working on the Joe and Alex Show and go by the name Porkchop.
He literally ate his eyes.
I was going to eat my beef jerky, but now the whole tongue in the pocket thing has ruined it for me.
You can see the photos at Joe and Alex Show on Instagram.
All right, that's Murder Monday here on the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.